Good day and blessings in Jesus' name. Today's daily bread comes from the book of John, chapter 11, verses 11 through 16, and they read, "After he had said this, he went on to tell them, 'Our friend Lazarus has fallen asleep, but I am going there to wake him up.' His disciples replied, 'Lord, if he sleeps, he will get better.' Jesus had been speaking of his death, but his disciples thought he meant natural sleep. So then he told them plainly, 'Lazarus is dead. And for your sake, I am glad I was not there, so that you may believe. But let us go to him.' Then Thomas said to the rest of the disciples, 'Let us also go, that we may die with him.'" Amen for the word. So Jesus tells his disciples, "Lazarus has fallen asleep, and I'm going to wake him up." The disciples reply, "Lord, if he sleeps, he'll get better." Why? Because they thought he was just sleeping, natural sleep. He's just, laying there taking a nap. Then Jesus said, "Nah, Lazarus is dead." And he said, this is the verse right here, "And for your sake, I am glad I was not there, so that you may believe." You know why? Because Jesus already knows what he's getting ready to go do. So, again, how can you raise the dead if they're not dead? And everyone knows if Jesus was there, Lazarus wouldn't have died. He would have laid hands on him. He would have touched him. He wouldn't have died. So Jesus said, "For your sake, disciples, I'm glad I was not there, so that you may believe." Why? Because they're getting ready to see another miracle. Jesus knows what he's getting ready to go and do. He knows what he's getting ready to do. He's getting ready to raise the dead. But again, you need someone dead to raise, don't you? Hallelujah. Glory to God. You see, so if you're looking for that Red Sea miracle, you might just need a Red Sea moment. Glory to God for his word. Blessings to you in Jesus' name. Pastor Tyron, signing off.